The containers are meant to be more resistant to bears than the smaller individual cans now used. The idea is that bears would be unable to get trash out of the cans and would no longer look to the Indian River neighborhood as a source of food. Currently, Indian River is one of three areas in the city that combined make up two-thirds of calls to police reporting bears. Indian River resident Dallas Peavy says he doesn't think there's a need for change.
We haven't had any problems. Sure, a bear comes around sometimes. I've never had one get in my garbage at all.
Okay.
You know, it is a few people that let their cans get overfilled. But I don't understand why everybody down there has to deal with this. There's people that live up off Yaw Drive. What if they don't have a vehicle? They got to walk it all the way down there?
Peavy and other residents said they understood that a lot of calls come in from the Indian River neighborhood, but that other areas of town have a high frequency of bear problems, too. They said they felt singled out.
We didn't target anybody. That was never the intent, never the goal, never the objective.
City Administrator Jim Dinley
was saying, where do we put our best effort? Where is the most traffic? Where do we get the most calls? Where do the bears go in greatest number? So it's not targeted at all.
One resident said it would be difficult for her to pack up her small children and get in the car just to take the trash out. Another had concerns about children too, especially when they're the ones in the household with the duty of taking out the garbage. Here's an exchange between resident Rebecca Tomlinson and Andrew Tomes, executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society and a member of the city's bear working group.
I don't want to send my 9-year-old daughter down somewhere where there's going to be a whole bunch of bears versus where she can just step out our door, put it in our can, and if there's a bear in our backyard, she's never even going
to
see it.
I agree completely. And again, this is a test. If it becomes to the point that this is a hide for bears, then it's not working. And we're going to evaluate that and... Yes,
well,
that's
how
not
about you
working.
Guys test that can again with deer carcass in it instead of fruit and yogurt?
Tomlinson is referring there to a test the city conducted on March 9th at Fortress of the Bear. The two resident brown bears at the fortress, Shaik and Kilisnu, tried unsuccessfully for more than 40 minutes to break into one of the new cans. Residents at Friday night's meeting said the bait, fruit and yogurt, wasn't enticing enough, and that the bears are lethargic in the winter, as well as fed every day by caretakers, so therefore not as motivated to get into a can. But bear biologist Phil Mooney, interviewed immediately after the test, said the bears gave it a pretty good shot, and in a real-world scenario, likely would have moved on after a much shorter period.
Most of the bears that come into Sitka, they're hit-and-run bears. They knock over a trash can, they grab something and run. And that's what we were looking at. And unless you're going to something that's purely metal, that they can't pry open, that they can't tear open with their claws or with their teeth, you're looking at something that's bear-resistant.
Bears are intelligent animals, Mooney says, and they learn easily. Right now they've learned trash cans are food sources. The goal, he says, is to change that behavior. But of course humans learn too, and form habits. Resident Lara Ash is worried that those in the neighborhood whose habits are bad, who don't take care of their trash in a way that discourages bears from getting into it, will be hard to change.
The bear issue is an issue. We don't want to track them into the neighborhoods for the protection of people in the neighborhood and the bears. But I just have this feeling that if people aren't doing what they need to do with their trash as it is, expecting people to walk that long distance isn't going to happen.
About a dozen people representing 7 households attended the meeting to offer feedback, and their views ranged from vehement opposition to the plan to a desire to make the plan better. Dinley, with the city, says he wonders whether that's an accurate representation of the neighborhood, which has about 100 households in it. But he also says the city never expected 100% support.
Yeah, if we'd had the perfect answer, we wouldn't have had any reason to hold the meeting. We could have just done it. And said, hey, great idea. Well, it just works better if they know the steps you're in and how you got there, and listen to their suggestions. So, yeah, I thought we did well tonight.
Dinley and members of the Bear Working Group say the comments from the neighbors, both verbal and written, will be weighed before any further action is taken. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.